I want you to just bow your head for a moment. Say, Father, again, I need ears to hear, eyes to see what your Spirit is speaking to me. It's not for the neighborhood. It's for me. Amen. He brought me to Hebrews. So we're going to the book of Hebrews. Are you there? Okay. We're going to be touching a couple of sections in chapter 13. So we're going to start at verse 20, which is kind of in a reverse way, but that's where I want to just kind of press in. Now may the God of peace, who is the author and the giver of peace, and who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the deep, of the sheep, by the blood that settled or sealed and ratified the everlasting agreement, the covenant, the testament, strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good, that you may carry out his will, while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight. If you'll notice, he's not concerned about your emotional nightmare. Is he? It's all about his will. While he himself, I'm using the Amplified because I wanted to pound it home. While he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ the Messiah. The Messiah is what? Is he not a redeemer? Can he not take what you think is going to fold you up and put you out and throw your light out? You may have all these plans in your head trying to figure out how am I going to survive. And instead of focusing on all that garbage, he's working something in you to accomplish what is pleasing in his sight. That is the most important part of your journey. If you think that he's all going to get bent out of shape because you've got this little problem and that little problem, it's not going to affect him. Because he knows the ultimate plan. You're to tap into his plan. And when you tap into his plan, you say, okay, how's this going to work for good? How? Be nosy. Knock on his door, for Pete's sake. Find out what his intention is, because then when he gives you the clue as to what he's trying to do with you, you won't be so bent out of shape over yourself. Get over yourself a little bit, as best you can. There are times you might get a little rambunctious, and I did too, and I still do. But it is through him. And it says, to whom be the glory forever and ever, to the ages of the ages. Amen. Does that cover it? To the ages of the ages. Is there an end? No. It's going to continue. I call on you, brethren, to listen patiently and bear with this message of exhortation and admonition and encouragement, for I have written to you briefly. And it goes on. Notice that our brother Timothy has been released from prison. Do you think he was happy about going to jail? I'm sure he was happy the day he got out. Amen? If he comes here soon, I will see you along with him. Give our greetings to all your spiritual leaders and to all of God's consecrated believers, your fellow saints. Why does he call them saints? Because your sinner days have come to an end when you said yes to Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that you have been freed from the sin nature, because if you're like me, you'll find that it creeps up on you when you least expect it, and you find out how vulnerable you can be to the flesh or to the emotions. Amen? And we all say there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. If you haven't learned that one by heart, I would recommend that you learn it, so that you don't start bouncing on yourself for being stupid 2 years ago or being stupid 10 years ago. It doesn't matter how many times you were stupid. What matters is he's going to turn it into good. Amen. Close your eyes for a moment. Say, when I was stupid, he was with me. When I come out of stupid, he's still with me. Well, come on now, kids. You guys are all so perfect, you never did stupid? Well, if you relate, it's time to come out of it. Amen? And it's time to stop the condemnation. The Italian Christians send you their greetings. Grace, God's favor, and spiritual blessing be with you all. Amen. Now, we're going to back it up to chapter 12. We're going to hit a little bit on verse 18. For you have not come, as did the Israelites in the wilderness, to a material mountain that can be touched, a mountain that is ablaze with fire, and to gloom and darkness and a raging storm, because that's what it was, and the blast of a trumpet and a voice whose words make the listener beg that nothing more be said to them. For they could not bear the command that was given. If even a wild animal touched the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. In fact, so awful and terrifying was the phenomenon, the sight, that Moses said, I am terrified, aghast, and trembling with fear. Deuteronomy 9:19 will confirm that. But rather you have approached unto Mount Zion, even to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to countless multitudes of angels in festal gathering. Are they upset? No. And to the church, the assembly of the firstborn, who are registered as citizens in heaven, and to the judge who is God of all, and to the spirits of the righteous, the redeemed in heaven, who have been made perfect. How about the redeemed in heaven? Are they perfect? How about the ones that are redeemed in the earth? Are they perfect? From God's standpoint, are they perfect?
Yes.
Ah! According to your opinion, how's your perfection doing?
Not well.
Thank you for being honest. See, we look at the imperfection and the stupid that we did. Okay? But from God's perspective, we're okay. We're saints. St. Paul says, I'm the chief of sinners. Why was he declaring that he was? Because he could see his own stupid. It's time to get over the stupid stuff.
Yep.
It's time to get over the stupid in you.
Yep.
And get God's opinion of you. Look at your neighbor. Say, you used to be stupid. But now I love you. Because you're out of stupid. Stay out. And walk in freedom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
24. And to Jesus, the mediator, the go-between agent of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of mercy, a better and nobler and more gracious message than the blood of Abel, which cries out for vengeance. So, see to it that you do not reject him or refuse to listen and heed him who is speaking to you now. For if they, the Israelites, did not escape when they refused to listen and heed him who warned and divinely instructed them here on earth, revealing with heavenly warnings his will, how much less shall we escape if we reject and turn our backs on him who cautions and admonishes us from heaven? Then at Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth, but now he has given a promise. Yet once more I will shake and make tremble not only the earth, but also the starry heavens. Now, this expression, yet once more, indicates the final removal and transformation of all. You better put your finger there and underline it if you have to. Once more indicates the final removal of the transformation of all that can be shaken. That is, of that which has been created in order that what cannot be shaken may remain and continue. That is what? The new creation in you will continue in freedom. Let us therefore receive a kingdom that is firm and stable and cannot be shaken, offer to God pleasing service and acceptable worship with modesty and pious care and godly fear and awe. For our God is indeed a consuming fire. Why is he a consuming fire? Because he's burning that which you don't need. And I'm really trying to let you know he's burning up your stupid. And it's time that you stop looking at it and saying, oh my God, I did it again. Amen. Close your book and close your Bible. Close your eyes too. Because I don't want you to see stupid in your neighbor. Or in yourself. As you close your eyes, lift your hands to him and say, Father, I need grace to get a new vision of me. The vision that my Father sees. When he sees me, he sees his kingdom alive in a man and a woman. Whatever nature I happen to be, I'm no longer stupid. I was what I was, but that has died with me. When I went into the water, in my baptism, I came out a new creation. I am no longer the stupid what I was. I'm that new creation. That saint that God declares. Totally holy.
Totally holy.
Totally perfect.
Totally perfect.
And being perfected in every way.
And being perfected
for the work he's prepared for me to do. He's not done with me yet. He's got a plan. It's an awesome plan. He's strengthening me in every area. He's equipping me with everything good that I may carry out his will. And accomplish it. Because it will please him. And that's what it's all about. I'm living my eternity now. I'm not waiting to die. I already died with him. I've also risen with him. And it's time I get a clue. Stupid is gone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.